Blog Talk Radio.
Right about now.
Oh! Lush! Talk to him. It's 2K10, think we begin in the hush now. Block Talk Radio, listen to Lush Spot. Music even hotter than what you stash in a glove box. People like,
you heard the New York rapper that Lush got?
TDI and Lush together, it's like a dream team. A Bronx bomber who linked up with a street queen. Over here, we don't need no softness. The Nigerian princess, CEO Bostrom. Lush, like her out there ain't another fam. I'm TDI, dig it homie, I'm a brother man. Violate, play tough and act gutter, man. Snap your damn neck back like a rubber band. I'm in the crib bumping Malice in Wonderland. While you other rappers act like faggots in Wonderland. Race there, getting money is the occupation. Lush Radio Online is domination. Yeah. Bronx, New York, your representative right here, TDI. Shouts to Lush Radio, blocktalkradio.com. Let's go.
Y'all know what it is. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building on Lush Radio Online. I'm telling y'all, I'm not feeling well, but I still got to keep on keeping on. We back in business. Y'all know what it is. We're going to have your boy, Mark Curry, live in the building, and DJ Chubby Chubb, Hot 97 Boston, live in the building. You already know what it is, man. You know what I mean? I always got the hottest host, co-host live in the building, the one and only Ebony representing the Cali area, and the one and only Guru, Future Guru, representing the Jersey area, Irvington. Y'all ain't know what it is. I want to send a special shout-out to my cousin Fatima, you know what I'm saying, hold me down, you know what I'm saying, driving us from NY back to the DMV, you know what I'm saying, to get us, you know what I'm saying, together out here because the cat was feeling kind of like sick-like. You know what I'm saying? But I'm here. We here. We in the building. Shout out to Kay Slay, Shrey Sutton, Doggy Diamonds, the one and only DJ Lazy K, Lazy K Productions, Murder, I See You. You know what I'm saying? The whole Retweet Squad. We in the building. Also, sponsors, OhanaShop.com. Also, besides Ohana Shop, along with that, we also want to say thank you to CapitalCustom.com. Also with Capital Custom, we also want to say Capital Custom, and we want to thank Strictly1.1.com. So we want to thank them, you know what I'm saying, all of our sponsors are definitely coming and supporting the movement, and that's what it is, Lush Radio Online. Y'all already know what it is, man. But we're going to go ahead and bring Future Guru live in the building. What up, Future?
Shout out to Lush Radio. Yeah, I just got in the house, Lush, and want to say I just hit you up with a hot or not, you know, from the cat from Cleveland, Y-Dot Loyal B. He back in business with us, you know, he rocking out with another hot or not. So shout out to Y-Dot Loyal B, the whole Cleveland movement. Shout out to Cleveland Diva, Shimmy 216. So we glad that Cleveland's supporting this movement. Actually, Y-Dot Loyal B is a re-up, you know, so we actually letting people know that this hot or not campaign is working. It's in full effect. It's not going anywhere. We here to stay. Shout out to Microphone Bully. Shout out to Lush Radio Online.
You already know what it is, man. Like I said, we're going to have your boy Mark Curry live in the building.
Oh, Mark Curry in the building.
We also going to have DJ Chubby Chubb. Let's look at the lines and see you on the line with us, man. Caller from the 804. You're live in the building on Lush Radio Online. What's cracking, fam? 804. Caller from the 804, you're live on Lush Radio Online. What's cracking, fam? Hello? 804.
Come on.
Come on, 804.
Come on.
Come on down. The price is right.
This is Lush Radio. You should want to be a part of this.
I think 804 just wants to listen. I don't know what's going on unless you muted they stuff. Let's try one more time. 804, you're live on Lush Radio Online. What's cracking, fam? 804.
Wow. Put it on Twitter that the 804 ain't with us. Come on, 804.
Yeah, so we're going to have Mark Curry live in the building, and we're going to have DJ Chubby Chubb. But we're going to go ahead and go to some music real quick. So I'm going to go ahead and, you know, play some Crazy Life. Be the best video, you know, definitely, you know, premiered out there in Queens. And it definitely had a great standing ovation. So check out Be the Best on www.TrueSonAli.com. You know what I'm saying? Follow him at TrueSonAli. Yeah, I already know what it is, man. Shout out to Ebony. We're about to play Crazy. And we're about to be back in a second.
It's a crazy life, right? Yeah, I know. Just glad you stayed. When they ask who's your man, I know you mentioned me. It's been quite a while now. Seem like it's meant to be. Stuck through all the struggling, troubles and the heartbreak. They said you can't have it, they need it too. But it's my case. Probably wanna migrate, settle in another place. Nigga acting irate, said he need a little space. I know in your mind you like, I could punch him in his face. Me, erasing evidence, try not to leave a trace. Kinda caught up, but I'm sure that we can sort it out. Shorty got too close, guess I never thought it out. We got all this love here, wonder how it switched around. After all this craziness, maybe we can settle down now.
This is a crazy life that we live in. Still, I can't imagine you gone. What in the world were we thinking? So glad I didn't leave you alone. This is a crazy life that we live in.
Up on air now. Who said I didn't appreciate you? They a damn lie. Higher than the pretty sky in the clouds up above. Tell you come in, but for nothing, just to show me love. Hope that I'm the only dude that you ever thinking of. Cause the thought of you or somebody else that can really suck. Knowing you ain't easy, probably wouldn't give it up. Gotta pay like you wait. More than just a pretty drug. Ain't nobody ever put it down. They ain't good as us. Thought of you leaving me. This is serious. Damn.
This is a crazy life that we live in. Still, I can't imagine you gone. What in the world were we thinking? So glad I didn't leave you alone. This is a crazy life that we live in.
Rotation, gotta keep the disc playing. Dirty Harry, Dirty Love, Part 1 and Part 2. Rocking Jungle Brothers with that ass, I will house you. Stepping out the bathtub, let me get your house shoes. Smelling like a better road, get you something about you. When I just can't put my hand on it, like a beat, I'm a jam on it. Till the sunrise, make it a good morning.
Good morning, baby.
After breakfast, still tired, cause we yawning. Whisper, I love you. Wiping happy tears falling from your face. You, I would never replace. Come here, let's take a picture. This one's from my space. Crazy life. It's the channel's number one BK Hutstar, your favorite homie, True Son Ali, and I am the voice of Brooklyn. And when I'm in the DMV, you already know who I'm rocking with, Lushy Lush on Lush Radio Online. We got this.
Yo, this is your boy, Chubb Rock, and definitely when I'm in the DMV area, baby, I'm always rocking with Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Yo, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. You know, I'm kind of under the weather, but you know, we still rocking it out, man. Salute to the man, the one and only Chubb Rock, and your boy, True Son Ali, man. We live in the building, and we got the world famous, the one and only, your boy, Mark Curry, going to be live in the building, and we're going to have DJ Chubby Chubb Hot 97 Boston live in the building. And y'all already know that your man Mark Curry got the hot book out there, you know what I'm saying, Dancing with the Devil, How Puffy Burnt the Bad Boys of Hip Hop. And he's going to talk more about that situation when he joins us live. Y'all already know what it is, man. So make sure you get your pens and your pads. And this is Wednesday Entrepreneurship. And we're going to talk about entrepreneurship with your boy Mark Curry and talk more about the book. So we're going to go to the phone lines to see what's cracking. Yo, my co-host, the one and only Future Guru, representing the Jersey area, live in the building. What up, fam?
I'm on deck. What's good? Jersey in the building. Shout out to Irvington, Newark, and East Orange, the whole Essex County, and everybody locked up in Essex County.
That's what it is. We got a caller from the 770 live in the building. I'm hoping that this is the world famous, the one and only Mark Curry in the building.
Yeah, that's me, and we're going to give an extra shout-out to T-Neck New Jersey, too. Let's throw T-Neck in, too.
T-Neck in the building.
What's up, Mark?
What's going on?
Ain't nothing much. Let's give you some Lush Radio love real quick, man.
Hit him up. Hit him up. Keep going.
What's up, Mark, man? Before we get into it, you got some shout-outs, my dude?
I want to give a shout-out to Lush Radio, everybody in the Irvington, New Jersey area. I'm going to give a shout-out to everybody, man, who's hearing this, and those who ain't, man, just everybody. That's it. I'm a people person.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. Mark, man, you know what I'm saying? First and foremost, let me thank my dude, Aaron NYC on Twitter, for setting this situation up, man. You know what I'm saying? Salute to my dude. You know what I'm saying, for holding me down. Yo, we've been trying to get you on here for a minute, my dude, for real. Seriously.
Man, I'm happy to be here, you know. I love the people. You know, I love you, too. So let's do what we need to do so everybody can be informed today. You feel me?
What it is. So Mark, man, you know what I'm saying? Tell us, you know what I'm saying, you know, what basically, you know what I'm saying, inspired you to get in the industry, you know what I'm saying? We know you were an artist, and you know what I'm saying, you were writing and everything like that. But tell us more about what inspired you to get into the music industry in the beginning.
Well, you know, what inspired me to get into the music was my channel, the way that I express myself. So, you know, music is a form of expression. So I express myself through writing music, through creating, through creation. So, you know, it was just a way for me to express myself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has a different way of their expression. You know, some people draw, some people make good workers, and some people create. You know, I'm a creator, so, you know, I created the book, Dancing with the Devil.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are today with a masterpiece.
Yep. So, you know, it was a whole bunch of different, you know what I'm saying, controversy with the Dancing with the Devil book, you know, going inside the deep inside that most people don't even know about the industry, you know what I'm saying, about, you know what I'm saying, and you expose different things, man. So tell us, you know what I'm saying, more about the book and everything, you know, and you know, I know you talk about, you know what I'm saying, how, you know what I'm saying, Puffy kind of burnt a lot of the bad boys of, you know what I'm saying, the hip-hop era. So talk to us more about that, fam.
Yeah, you know, it's like we got, four different sides of the United States. We got the South, we got the East Coast, which is up, you know, up New York. We got the West Coast, and we got the Midwest, right? So the book has something to do with every coast, you know, because I'm from out towards the L.A. area, I'm from the New Jersey area, I'm from down South, I'm from the Midwest. And it's about people that I met during my journey, you know, to doing this music thing. And you know, the interesting people that I met just in the world and the things that we go through as people in order to survive, not only in music but in life, period. You know, dealing with people with money, dealing with problems in the street. You know, nothing really changes when you're in the industry. It's just as bad as the streets. So, you know, the book is about music, but once you read it, you're going to realize music is street. And the reason why they call it industry is because it's in the street. So, you know, it's not too much different.
That's real talk. And you know what I'm saying, as us being in the industry, you know what I'm saying, And you know what I'm saying? We see how everything, like, the world outside looks at the industry like, oh, it's all glitz and glam. But we don't know it's a whole bunch of hungry wolves behind all of that. You know what I'm saying? And cats is willing to cut each other's throats just to get on top. You know, and I know you've seen a lot of that, you know what I'm saying, firsthand.
Yeah, you know, we call that absolute control, you know. Absolute control is dangerous to people who don't understand how to utilize power, you know, and how to make it, you know, music is a powerful tool. So if you're going to be doing music, it's so influential that you got to make sure the things that you're saying are uplifting, you know, and especially in 2010, we need more uplifting music, more things to keep people pushing, you know, opposed to bringing them down. Or I just don't feel like, you know, having women say that, you know, I lost my job, so I guess I have to strip. Like, stripping is not an option. So, you know, it's just removing those crutches, you know, so everybody can be able to stand. You know, that's what it's about. You know, I'm uplifting. I'm trying to educate people, you know, about what's really going on in our world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not only in music, but in our world, you know, because if they say hip-hop is dead, hip-hop ain't dead because we don't like it no more. Hip-hop is dead because of the place that it's been led to. You know, then you got to look at the leaders and how in the world did we end up here? You know, who told you this time? You know, so it's time to start looking deep into the situation, saying, you know, if they're saying that our music is not creative on radio, then who's responsible for putting it on radio? Who told you that this is okay to let it go? Like, we are the voice of the people, so we do have say-so over how we are influencing our children, the things that they listening to, things of that nature. You feel me?
And that's real talk. That's the reason why we created the whole Lush Radio Online situation, because we trying to fight against the machine. We going into a revolutionary war against the world that we live in every single day. And people always ask the question, man, I don't know this, I don't know that, why this happened? But at the same time, are we looking around to really see what's really going on, the subliminal messages that they sending out? Viacom owns everything, one central leadership. You got to really think about that, people. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's some real stuff going on here, man, for real. But I'm going to go ahead and throw it out to my co-host right there, the one and only Future Guru. You got some questions for Mark, fam?
Yeah, of course. I just, you know, want to tell Mark, you know, congratulations. And more than everything, like, I remember when I first sent the tweet out to Mark, like, and this was before... this is going back to last year, and I kind of noticed. I said, "Wow, I know who he is even before he came out with a book." So that was cool. So that means I'm on point. So what happened is, like, I just kind of started checking out the positive stuff he had on his page, and that's kind of like something that made me just send a tweet out to say, you know, I let him know what I did. You know, pretty much in a nutshell, I gave him what I'm giving everybody now. But at the same time, look how far we came. Like, since then, like, I done made a whole lot of more networking moves just because I mean, I've been on the path to tweet people and let them know I'm here, just like I shouted him out. So I got to give him a little applause right now, because when you go to his page, and those who are listening, I just sent out a tweet. Why don't you just take a minute to just soak it in? You might just read it, glance over it, but you really should read it again, because if you go look at what power is on this internet and this Twitter, we bringing it to people who are the educated ones. You know, we always ask them, who are the educated ones? Who's out here trying to teach, direct, lead? Like, everybody don't want to be a follower. So if you want to follow something so you can become a leader. And that's why I look at the Mark Curry book page on Twitter and a lot of other people out here with this positive stuff going on. And to have a book is just a stepping stone. Like, people that might want to say, well, how can I write a book? We bring entrepreneurship to Lush Radio. So if you're calling in, ask something about writing a book. The man wrote a book. And plus, you can tell he had knowledge before he wrote the book. I mean, this is basically what we do here, man. And that's why we really know what it is. And we appreciate when people come on here that got something to say, that got something in our voice to be heard, like stuff that we need to know. That's basically why we calling people to come to Lush Radio. Tell us something we don't know. So I'm glad you're on the line, man. But really, my question, I'm gonna shoot a question to you is through all the like the ups and downs that you might have had in your career, and we know that when you work for someone else, you're not promoting yourself.
Right.
Like
right,
those
right.
who listened to us, catch this drink. Catch this jewel. So if you want to help somebody, you can still promote yourself. That's basically what I do. Shout out to Lush Radio. It's like the microphone bully. So the obstacles and the ups and downs, tell us, like, because I could see it's a lot of gratitude there. Just break it down, like, what happens when you start helping people and directing people, leading people. Just touch on that. How your life changed a little bit, because I know what's going on.
What happens is you become the number one hated for no reason, you know, and you're going to be the number one hated by your own people because a lot of people don't like when you educate them. They don't
True.
Like for you to point out a fact that they didn't know something. Like, people want to be the all-knowing, like, you can't teach me anything. So the great ones always become the hated ones, you feel me?
Mm.
I was talking about this today, but what you're going to go through in music, like, people don't understand it. Mm-hmm. They think that, you know, I just go make a book or I just make a CD and then I put it in the stores. But then you say, nah, getting it in the stores is going to be the thing. You know, like the Chris Brown case where they were supposed to ship out, what, 1 million units and they only shipped out 200,000. So when you go into the store to pick up Chris Brown album, they're going to say, we don't have it. So if Chris Brown ain't selling albums out of the store, then that means that he's defeating the purpose, you know. So, like,
wow.
If you go to the book Barnes & Noble's or Borders to pick up my book and they say, we don't have it, we got to order it, they ain't doing nothing but they're hurting sales. So,
right.
You know, it gets to the point where you say, you know what, if I can come into Barnes & Noble's and see Sarah Palin's book, or I could see Steve Harvey's book, or I could see all of these other books that you have in here that's really don't have any relevance to my culture and the things that we're into. How come I can't see my book in here? I have the number one book in the African American community, but my book can't be in Barnes and Nobles and Borders like everybody else's book. So that just lets you know the kind of system that you're up against. Product placement, distribution.
Mm.
So then when you look at the animal, you'd be like, well, the animal really can't be the people, you know, that they put before us. The animal is bigger than them. They work for the animal.
Oh!
I can't even get my book in. Well, you know how many people say they've been looking in 5 and 6 stores looking for my book and can't find it?
That's real talk right there. Mark, you telling the truth about that, and I talk about that all the time, and I mean, sometimes people, you know, some people get scared when you tell them the truth. You know how they saying the things, they, you know, the truth. You know what I'm saying? Are you even ready for the truth? People are scared of the truth. And in this book, you reveal the truth about behind the scenes, about what they really do to cats in the industry. They promise you all these dreams and everything, and a lot of the young cats that get in the game, you know, because, you know, when everybody was searching for that record deal, cats came in there and said, yo, you know what I'm saying, this cat want to sign me. You get locked in the deal. Cats is throwing you chump change. Cats might not even be throwing you change. They got you locked in the deal. You writing crazy records for cats, and then they promise you, oh, I'm going to put you out. Son, it's like 5 or 6 or 3 years, and you still benched.
Yeah,
and then you just wondering
why
everybody else eating and you ain't eating.
Right.
You trying to feed your family. You trying to feed your family. You trying to do stuff. Half of the cats that, you know what I'm saying, half of the cats that done, you know, left Bad Boy, most of these cats, you know what I'm saying, some of them had to leave in order for them to better themselves. Some cats had to change their whole religion, like your man Loon. Left with the same hat he came in there with. All these cats making it a band, everybody, a few of them went through it. Some cats, they don't got on drugs. Some cats, you know what I'm saying, had to rob and steal just to eat.
I mean, you got all of that. All of that's real talk. All of that's, you know, you look at certain situations, pressure situations, right? You look at the pressure theory, and you start, you look into it and you say, wow, pressure is created. But it's created that it's meant that you go to work and only have enough money to get by and not enough money to do the extra things in life, like take your family to eat or go buy your son shoes every time you get paid. See, those are natural things, but they don't let those things happen to create pressure, which sells drugs. See, people, I sometimes get overwhelmed, man, by the ignorance of a lot of individuals that are around us, and then I start saying, you know what, the reason why we are behind and we can't get ahead is because of some of the ignorant people that we have around us, you know.
That's true.
We hurt each other, you know, by not listening. Like, you know, as much as I scream about how the business is and what's going on in this man's business, you still got 2,000, 3,000 people who want to try out to be on I Am Diddy.
Then
if every one of them bought a book, I would probably sell more books to them than I would sell to the world. So you start realizing, man, you start realizing, you see the picture, you know, you start realizing how powerful music is. And if they subliminally beat into your little girl's head or your little daughter's brain that her butt is a moneymaker, or how low can you go? You know, we looking at people who say, how low can you go, scrape your booty on the ground, and then on the same week they donating to Haiti Fund. So it's like, I don't know exactly what it is. You're contradicting yourself.
That's real shit, you know, right there.
You're contradicting yourself to me. I'm like, either you're going to be a humanitarian, and if you're a humanitarian, you really care about what's going on in Haiti, then why don't you start with your music, man, and start cleaning that up too, you know? Because, you know, you can't go and help a country and then turn around and hurt your own people. We live with you. You feel me? So you start looking at people who just do all of this stuff. I mean, one time my man ran the March for Dimes for the kids. And on the same week, he got in trouble running the sweatshop. And then probably a week later, he got in trouble for something else. So it's like, you know, how in the world are you going to do a March for Dimes and then pay people pennies to sell your clothes? So you're just doing it for the media, you know. You're on TV, on MTV doing it, you know. Remember he had the talent show, and he just sit there and won't say nothing, had Rodney Jerkins and all of them saying who got talent, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what was you on there for? Like, just to just sit there and show everybody that you're Puff Daddy? Are you supposed to be some kind of god that these people got to answer to, is, and you going to say your last word? See, you got to look into these things, man.
That's real talk. This some real heavy stuff, man. If y'all cats ain't ready for this truth that's about to be dropped, then, I mean, hey, you know what I'm saying? I'm telling y'all, get y'all pens and y'all pads, man. That's why we got Lush Radio Online, because we getting ready for a revolution. You either going to jump on the wave or get washed up. But you know what I'm saying? Knowledge is the key to success, man. And y'all need to open your eyes, because a lot of cats is running around like clones and robots, and y'all brainwashed to what's really going on in society. Y'all know that they done took the music industry and used it as their own puppet in order for them to do what they have to do in the world in order to control cats. You know what I'm saying? This is all a form of control, son.
You got those people out there for real, and I call them cowards, and I have no respect for them. They just act stupid because they don't know how to make no difference. You feel me? So it's like you got some people who just sit back and wait for another man to crash, to sit and tell about the story about how he crashed, you know, instead of really going to talk about the bad turn that's causing accidents. You feel me? So I really don't give them no respect. You feel me? And to back up, to reiterate on something, it's a spiritual war that's going on. That's between right and wrong. It's between right and wrong. It's about you getting up, going to work every morning and working hard, and they're not paying you as much as the cost of living. So it's like,
yes,
the living is too high. Y'all not paying me enough. So it just lets you know it's a system. It's designed like that. You are not far from a slave if you're not able to get ahead.
That's the truth.
You know, if you're going to work to be broke, why not stay at home and be broke and don't work? You know.
Oh, my God. Hold up. Let me give you something for that, man, because I swear to God. This dude see what I be saying. I thought I was alone by myself, my dude. Oh, man, I love my church, for real. This dude is the truth right now, man. For real. Son, Mark, do you understand that I've been saying this for years? When I started seeing the world that it was, man, cats just don't understand, man. And it seemed like it's like they rather be comfortable living a facade that's not real reality, man.
Yeah, that's what they do, and they call cowards, you know. And I talked about it today. We talking about people who fear their power. That means you got a lot of power in yourself to change a lot of things. Anything you speak, you can speak things into existence. That's just how powerful the human mind is. But some people, they're afraid of how powerful they are because they are, you know, like when you're a powerful individual and you let people see how powerful you are, you also have a weakness that you're showing at the same time, because I'm only powerful in this, but I may not be as powerful as in this area as I am in other areas. So once you show people the area that you're powerful in, they can automatically focus on the area that you're not powerful in. You know, like, for example, you may be smart, but your breath stinks. So the best thing for you to do is to keep your mouth shut. You know what I'm saying? And your power is keeping your mouth shut, because when you open your mouth, you might have some beautiful words, but your breath stinks.
Sorry, Mark.
It's just real talk. So you'd be like, in order for you to accomplish and close deals and do things, you're going to have to do it through somebody else. You're going to need a spokesperson, and you're going to need to get your teeth fixed.
That's real talk, man.
You know?
Woo.
That's just how it is, man. It's a war, man. It's going on right in front of us, man. And we are dying on a man. Trust me. When they sit here and talk about the black man, and you know, I'm not a racist or anything. I love all people, but I see what they're doing to us as black men, and I see how they reverse the. You know, in the book, I talk about my mother, right? We're gonna talk about the book a little. So I talk about my father, and my father was a guy who had money, and he had respect, and he was famous like how I am. But he already had it before I was brought into this world. And he married a woman that was beautiful, and she was a housewife. And they got married and stayed married for 25 years and finally got a divorce. So the housewife finally started working 25 years later, but she didn't have no work experience, so she wound up working at the gas station. The man who had the money really didn't know how to save his money and what to do with it, so he died miserable and broke. See, and this is a pattern that we as black men keep going through the same thing, dying broke, women trying to pick up, you know, taking care of a woman. You know, I always say, for a woman who read this book, the message is stay working. Don't depend on a man to take care of you all your life, because when that man goes broke or when that man is not here to do it, you are stuck. And I put it and let them see exactly what happened to two people who was in love that died miserable behind not understanding how to love each other. You understand? Man, because anything you love, man, you're going to go through hell for it. If you got a girlfriend or boyfriend and you like, you're going to go through hell, because, you know, some things you got to go through hell. Like, you know, they always say the light is light on the end of the tunnel, right?
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes that light is a train. See, we don't never know. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Some people just don't know. As soon as they see light, they thinking there it is. That it might be a train. Make sure it's going right first. You feel me? But
real talk. And for those that's just joining us right now, if you don't know, Mark Curry was an Atlanta-based entertainer who was signed to Bad Boy record label in 1997, you know what I'm saying, until 2005. And he wrote most of the big hits that Diddy had, you know what I'm saying, Come With Me, you know what I'm saying, from the 1998 Gorilla soundtrack featuring Led Zeppelin. You know what I'm saying? And also, he done toured, you know what I'm saying, with a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, like Britney Spears and NSYNC, Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying, made appearances on BET, MTV, David Letterman, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, basically, you know how Puffy, you know how the whole situation go with cats, you know what I'm saying, with them, you know? They sign cats to labels, and then they say they're going to put cats out, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, basically, Mark is teaching and educating artists that's getting into the game, like, yo, this is how you got to do this, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't let nobody try to play you out here in this game. And also, it's an educational, just in life in general, behind the book, Dancing with the Devil. Stuff is not always what it seems. It might look fancy, it might look good, but really behind closed door, you really dancing with the devil. They sheep in wolf clothing. And he explains all that through the book. And I encourage everybody to pick that book up and support this dude. We need to support our people for real. Because they trying to make our little areas in the libraries and in the bookstores mad small. So we need to start doing something about this, man, because it's slowly like they trying to put us out of existence. And we allowing this because a lot of cats is selling their souls to the devil in order so they can make it. But yet they speak about, yeah, man, I'm in this hood, I'm this, that, and the third. But, son, you got all this money, and you can't go up and buy up your projects and clean your projects up for the people, son. You can't help clean up your projects, my dude. You can't help your people out.
You can't take
what's good
out the week and ride around and see ladies walking in the rain with their kids and just give them cab money.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm into that. See, let me tell you this one. When you got somebody right and they into identity theft, for an example, we're just using this for an example.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's into identity theft and they really get into it real big. When they get caught, do you think they're going to go to jail? Or do you think that the government might say, hey, we need to hire you so you can tell us what we're doing wrong?
Mm.
You look at the man, Catch Me If... What was that movie? What was it, Catch Me If You Can?
Yeah.
What was it? The man was just so crafty that when you get... See, whatever you do in life, you got to do it crafty. Because you say, no matter what. See, they already looking at you like we want to study you.
Mm.
Locking you up may not do nothing for us. We want to leave you here and watch you and study you and never let you get the money, never let you understand your worth. Because if you understood what you was worth, then you're going to understand you don't need me.
Mm. Woo!
I want you to know what you're worth. Like, I don't never want to – I created my own enemies before, you feel me, by giving somebody money. And it was like, yo, you know what? The difference, you was cool until you got money. Now that you got money, you just acting like a whole different brand new individual. Like, it defeats the purpose of you having the money. You know, it just shows me you're not ready for the money. So in this case, when you got somebody, when you're good at something, like I'm good with words.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm speaking to right now, I've been speaking it since day one. But they say, you know what? We don't need you to get out there and speak so people look at you and know who you are. I need you to give me those words so when I speak, people can look up to me and know who I am. And I don't never want you to have the opportunity to be seen because you're going to be my secret.
Wow. And that's the truth right there. I'm going to go ahead and throw it to my boy, Guru. Guru, you got another question for Mark?
Yeah, I just want to say, he's bringing some great information to the show, man. So I hope everybody listening. Just go ahead and if anybody listening, let them know your Twitter page, and then I'm going to shoot my question because we make sure that people could reach you, you know, because they got questions. You know, they might be listening, but they not even know what your Twitter page. Give them your Twitter page, and then I'm going to ask my question.
This is my Twitter page, at Mark, M-A-R-K, C-U-R-R-Y book, at Mark Curry book. And then once again, that website, the first chapter is on the website, www.markcurrybook.com. The first chapter is there. Go read that chapter so you can know what we're talking about. Update yourself. Educate yourself. Reading is fundamental. Let's go.
That's right. Yeah, and I'm going to shoot this question to you. I know you had some adversities basically after your book, and you wondering, was that the right, should I do this or not, maybe. But, you know, those are the things that make us either succeed or fail. So basically what I want to ask is, like, after you got the book and those people that you know that was a part of what you did or what you wrote about, how many came to you like, yo, I ain't know how to say what you said, man, but, like, I'm glad you said that. Like, people that was in your circle, like, all the people that you wrote about what you was going through, like, how many people that's really that couldn't say what you said? You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's a lot of people, you know, especially artist wise that I, you know, from the label that was like, thank you. It's some people who've been to prison behind this, and that was like, now my family believes what I was saying. I went and did 2 years for this, and nobody believed me up until this day. Until you came out with this information, my wife didn't believe in me. And these are major figures, man. You know, people that you like, man, I'm just honored to know that, you know, that I could bring that change into your house, man. I could open up eyes with you because, see, you was dying trying to prove something to the world and they didn't understand it, you know what I'm saying? But this is what I say, you know, that to really be on your question. It's a scripture I used to read in the Bible. I can't read it right. I can't think of it and quote it. But, you know, I'm a firm believer in reading true things. So the Bible is a big, true book to me. You know, it doesn't mean it's just a story that everyone should understand the story because the story has truth in it. So regardless on whatever you believe in life, you can have whatever religion you want to have in life. There's nothing wrong with reading somebody else's view, right? So, you know, in my Bible, you know, when I read it says, you know, the Lord says, in your time, you know, when it's time, don't worry about what you're going to do and don't worry about what you're going to say. For in that time, I'll give you the words to say. And when you speak these words, they're going to know that these words are coming from a higher power than you. You understand what I'm saying?
Word.
So that means when it's time and you handling God business, you don't have to worry about the haters. You know what I'm saying? Because you already said something that let the haters understand that, hey, he said something that didn't come from man. That's a message from something that we not obeying something that answer came to, that's for us in our heart. You know what I'm saying? You know, he don't personally know me to say something to like that to affect me, but he says something to affect our kind. I hope you get that.
Wow.
I hope you get that. You know what I'm saying? That's heavy. It's like, is we talking about your kind of people? We not talking about you. We not talking about Puff as a devil, blah, blah. That's not important. We talking about the devil exists.
Oh, shit. That's some real shit.
You know what I'm saying? Whether it be you, whether you want to lie and say it's not you, whether you say it's you and it's not you, it doesn't even matter. We know that the devil exists and it's an energy and it's against us and I'm against it. It's like Super Bowl. They the Saints. You know? No, we the Saints because the Saints won, right?
Mm-hmm.
We the Saints. And they the Colts.
Oh, that's real tall. That's real tall.
It's a game.
Hey, if y'all got a pen and a pad, y'all retarded right now. Like, this is some real talk right here. This dude is dropping some real jewels for the people. Mark, since you know, because I know, shout out to my homeboy, Giant from Giant Unplugged. I know he had you on the show and everything. And, you know, after all of everything with, you know what I'm saying, with writing the book since and all that, has Puffy ever reached out to you and like, you know, like apologize, saying, yo, son, you know what I'm saying, I didn't even know that, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, you felt this, or, I mean, has he reached out to you or anything?
So basically you want to know is if he repent. No.
He repent, yeah, basically.
That's what you asking.
Yeah,
no, basically. He didn't, but then, you know, sometimes people who got that money, this is what makes somebody with money, when they say it's hard for a rich man to get into the gates of heaven as it is for a camel to get through the eye of a needle. See, what happens is, what his problem is, he feels like he don't have to. I got too much money to have to humble myself to admit that I'm wrong. You know, when I'm wrong, I can just go shop, and I feel right. You feel me? So, see, in this case, we talking about something. The soul of a man is deeper than the money you got in your bank, bro. So it's like, you know, if you can't humble yourself to realize that we are brothers, see, when we all die, we all die broke.
Oh, that's true. And see, the thing about that, though, fam, is that you never realize that until something drastic happened. And at the end of the day, change comes by willing or by force. And when I was in a state of a life or death situation, and when my apartment blew up at one time, and I realized, wow, anything in life can be taken away from you in a blink of an eye. After that, can your soul go on and say that, yo, I'm pure enough, I'm content with the way I've been living my life to be able to go on, and I can be able to push on and still get all that stuff? Because at the end of the day, materialistic things cannot go with you when you pass.
Yeah, that's called eternal life. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? That means after all of this is over and gone and this situation is dead, am I still going to live in hearts? You feel me? Like, see,
mm-hmm.
what people don't realize in this case, what happens when two brothers don't get along, right? When we get up to this, you know, everybody might not believe in this, but we all have this day when the Lord, you know, things that we've done, like we could have done something wrong to somebody, and we lived our life, but at the end, something is going to say, hey, it's something that you did in your life. Like, for example, I had a German Shepherd once, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was younger. I wanted a dog, but I didn't know how to keep a dog. So we had a German Shepherd, and we put it in the basement, and then I just went and feed it. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't go downstairs and show it no love. Like, it'd be stinking. Then you could tell that the dog was dying, right? At the end of the day, I know when I get older, when I'm moving in life, something is saying to me, why did you do the dog like that? And I have to repent, and I have to go within myself and say, Father, I think before I can move forward, I got to address something that I've done in my life that I need forgiveness for. And I had a dog that had a life, that had a fair shot at having a life. And I locked him in my basement like he was a slave or something, and I didn't feed him. And just because he was a dog, I just feel like I didn't have to say I'm sorry about it, but I realized that the dog has a life, and I'm sorry. You have to do those things. You have to. You
That's
know
real talk. Question, somebody on the Twitter asked, the question is, I know you've been around the whole bad boy situation, but we've seen the fade offs of a lot of groups that have been signed under the bad boy entity. Have you heard of anything in regards to, like, I know 112, we know 112 has split up, but do you feel like, is there anything due to circumstances behind the whole bad boy besides Loon, 112 and all the other groups, Carl Thomas and stuff like that, Faith, you know, can you tell us more about those situations?
Yeah, you know, I just saw, you know, 112 is from Atlanta, so I see them a lot. I just saw Q and Deron the other day, you know. I speak to everybody. Not only do I speak, you know, to the artists, a lot of them I speak to, you know, not that I flirt with them or nothing, because I'm not that kind, but I speak to their wives sometimes, ex-wives. You know, after we done broke up and we got a divorce, and then since I did this book, it's like, yo, I'm so glad that you wrote this book, because now I can understand more what my husband was going through, you know. And I blamed it and I faulted him for it, but I realized that it really wasn't his fault. So, you know, you got a lot of those artists, man, that come and go. Like, it shouldn't be as successful as Puff is, it shouldn't be such a high ratio of people who didn't make it coming from under his umbrella, man. It don't matter. Like, so that just shows that he's not as successful as you might think he is, because you judge a man's success by how many successful individuals he keeps around him. You feel me? If you are just the only successful person in your whole camp, that just shows that you're selfish. You know? Yeah. That's sad. Lush Radio. Are we in the building?
Definitely, man. We ain't playing no games. Mark is dropping some serious jewels. Dropping some serious jewels right now. So we definitely dropping some real jewels right now. You're logging on with the one and only Mark Curry live in the building, man. And Mark, man, you know what I'm saying? Where do you see yourself, you know what I'm saying? Now, are you gonna do more like mentoring and do like, man, like tours, like to talk to the youth and stuff that's trying to get in the industry, or, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, with you know, more community activism, like, you know, tell us more about that.
Yeah, see, when I used to do music, I was limited to the things I could say, and I was limited to the avenues I can use. Now that I'm able to speak and I'm free, I don't have to do music in order to talk. So I feel like this, the information that I have is the information I've been wanting to talk about for so long. Just give me the podium and let me talk to my people. That's all I want to do. Just give me 1 minute to talk to my people. You understand why y'all got them all gathered here telling them everything y'all want to tell them, you know, having an award and giving awards for what you feel is an award. You know, I want to give away a few awards too tonight, and they're humanitarian awards. You know, we don't never see nothing like that. You know, we got a whole bunch of awards and not enough hard work. Like, what is all of these people doing to deserve awards? Or are y'all trying to make them look like stars to us so we look up to them? Because I don't see anything that they've done to make an award, to get an award.
Yo, where has Mark been all my life? Where you been at, Mark?
They've been hiding me.
Yo!
They don't want me talking this and educating people about this kind of stuff. Because they rather throw another award on tonight and say, you know, Lady Pink going to come and do her circus act again and do a couple flips. Lady Gaga going to come out there and say whatever she's going to say. She don't even believe in God. So then it's like she's going to get on the microphone and say whatever she wants to say without having somebody say, hey, Lady Gaga. You know, the majority of the people that we rock with have different beliefs, so we don't really – it's just like somebody getting up on an award show and be like, I want to give a shout-out to the devil. And you like, wait a minute, man, this ain't the kind of place that you be doing that. Like, why would you get on the national television? How did we let this happen? You know what I'm saying?
Yo, and that's the truth, Mark.
Yeah. You know,
but see, we ask why, but we already know why we let it happen. Because so many people got caught up in the glitz and the glam. People got manipulated with subliminal messages, and they fed them, and they continued to feed them the BS. And it comes to the point where they started retaining the BS and believing that the BS was true and it was reality.
Yep, and if people don't start waking up pretty soon, I'm going to design me a new wake-up pill. I'm going to get my money, too. I'm not going to sit here and keep struggling with this information and keep dying like y'all ain't realizing. When they say the prison population is made up of a majority black men, see, I'm a black man. So we the one out here dying for this. So sometimes you're going to have to listen to the man who dying. I don't care to hear the female part of the story because you at home. You feel me? We're going to talk about the black man that's out here actually losing his life behind this thing that we doing, man.
That's real talk. And if you notice, most of the people that's looking at the industry, like they feeding this stuff into these children, you know what I'm saying? Like you got a couple of people that actually sold their soul to the devil in order to feed this nonsense into the society. And if you look at most of the cars and the trucks, they got rims and all that stuff, factory, like comes like that, right? But who can actually afford that? They say, oh, it's mostly like the drug dealers. So what do we show? At one time, we know a goon is a person that goes and kills somebody. Straight undertaker just kills you. You know what I'm saying? They get paid and they do it. Now it's cool to be a goon. When we was coming out, you don't talk. Goons don't be talking too much. But they promote all this stuff. What about the cats that got degrees? You got cats over there that got education and all that, but we don't promote none of that stuff. We promote what is to enslave our people.
and put them into suppression, and therefore we sit there and allow this chain to continue and continue. When does the chain break? When do we stop doing this? When do we stop allowing them to erase our existence? It's Black History Month. You know what I'm saying? It's still February, but we black every single day. We have to become our own history makers because we don't have any leaders, because our leaders right now, the ones that we did have, became martyrs and are died for the cause, or they locked up all of our people in jail. Majority of our children or our young men, they locked them up in jail because what? They're making money off of that. People are getting jobs because of that situation, because they lock them all up. Tupac talked about it in the Illuminati. You got a lot of people preaching stuff, yo, my hood, this, that, and the third. But yet, what are you doing for your hood? For real.
You know, that's just the power, you know, it's power, you know, like it's power in the ignorance, you know. They got a power, too. So, you know, it's like I say, it's a situation where it's a us and it's a them. You know, it's a clear drawn line in between. It's, we might look the same, we might have the same clothes on, but in spirit, we are two different individuals. Like, I don't do certain things that you would do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It comes to you naturally because wickedness is a part of your heart. Like, your heart ain't right, so I can't expect for you to make good decisions. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I can't expect for you to be a brother if you don't know how to be a brother. So let me stop giving you the benefit of the doubt and giving you excuses, saying it's okay because he don't know better. Nah, it's not all right. We got to show you the same way they be showing us. See, when we do wrong as black men, they put us in prison because they say we gonna show you, right?
Mm-hmm.
See, in our world, we got a prison too that we lock people in too.
Mm.
You feel me? And it's called the streets.
Mm.
So you can have all of that, but as far as anything you want to do out here, see, we got to love and we connected. So when we say we don't like you, that's your prison right there. You feel me? That's how we bring characters down, you know.
And Mark on another note, right? With you dealing with your whole experience with just dealing with Puffy and the whole Bad Boy situation and stuff. Do you feel like, you know, after all of this and writing the book, do you feel like you still want to deal with the music industry, or you just want to focus more of empowering the people in general towards the likes of situations like this?
I just put it like, with that question, Lush, I'm not going to do no more music until the head players have been changed. That means we got to have a whole new kind of control. For example, if you are over 65 years old, you cannot determine what the youth want to hear. And if you have a job where you're in the position to make that decision, you have to be fired, man, and you have to give that job up and give it to somebody else that can update the system. Like, you know, United States is a real advanced country, but when you look at China, for little things like, you know, they got subways that run without, they got streets that don't have telephone wires that's running across the street.
Mm.
You know, they don't have telephone poles with the wires still old school going all the way around the neighborhood from the power plant. No, these things are all underground. So when you start going into some areas, you start saying, where's the telephone poles and the lights? Everything is underground, right? United States is probably the only one that's still using telephone posters because we're not as advanced as we think we are. You feel me? Other countries are way more advanced than us. You feel me? And so even when it comes to people who making those positions, you know, that hold those positions and make decisions in high places, you know, and they're a little old, it's time for them to go. I won't come back until all of them is gone because I'd be like, it's too much damage that y'all done. I can't even walk forward no more knowing and understanding what everything you've done. Like, I sit here and look at a wealthy man right here in front of my eyes, but I don't see no wealth in you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just seem like a guy who can go to the store and buy whatever he wants that's still a fool. You know? And after a while, you'd be like, yo, and if I catch you, keep doing dumb stuff, if everybody else in the world is going to be coming for you, then, hey, why we got to always sit back? The animals get mad at this. The animals say, why everybody in the world eating except us? I say, because we got respect, we got morals, and we got heart. Well, if everybody keep going around doing dumb stuff and people is taking advantage of dummies, is it wrong for us to take advantage of dummies too, or always let them take advantage and always be up and we down? So in a minute, the animals is about to be turned loose, and you're not going to be able to control them. See, that's what's happening right now in the world. You know, bank robberies is up. Street crime is up. So it's like, yo, I ain't mad at the way it's going, because the only thing that we really doing is cleaning up the last of the shenanigans. You know, the ones who don't have heart are getting addressed. You know, all of this is happening right now in front of our eyes, but people don't see it. You know, every person who I know that lived by the sword died by the sword. So every person who I know killed the man got killed. It's in the book, man. It's real talk.
This is the realest. Oh my God, this is the yo. Thanks, Aaron, for real, because this is the. I've been wanting you on this show for a minute, and I am so honored to have you on here. Because I'm glad I'm not the only one that feel this way. That's why you just took everything that I think about constantly every day. If the United States of America, just the world in general, if they really knew that what was really going on in the United States. Like, the world is already messed up. But if you take yourself out of the matrix, even if you look at some of these movies, they pinpointing, telling y'all what's really going on if you really read into it. Like, I mean, outside of what we so-called think is America, there's a higher entity that's already done been planned all of this self-destruction in this world already. And they're making money off of it. A third world country like China, all of a sudden, their yen is worth more than a dollar. Who would have thought that in any days? Real, like, that's crazy, son. The yen and the euro.
I want to share a jewel with the people right now. You understand that? Maybe listening to this right now. Here's a jewel. You could be a citizen of the United States of America, which is a corporation, or you could be a citizen of America. Which means when you're a citizen of America and you're American, I can go and get a gun license. I can do things as an American because I'm a citizen, right? When you belong to the United States Corporation, you are an employee of the United States of America. You're not a citizen. So you can go down to the courthouse and say, hey, I want to file for my American citizenship. I don't want to be United States of America. I don't want to be in that. You feel me? I'm not your employee. I'm not your worker. I can carry a pistol the same way the police carry a pistol. See, it's called your rights. You know what I'm saying? We all fall up in that, I'm from the United States. Like, yo, what is the United States? Is this it's a job.
You know, oh, my God.
You said that you're an employee. You're not a human being.
That's
the
truth.
You're a human being, yeah. So people don't know this, though. So many people, and when it's just like this, when you go to get your driver's license, right, you go in to get your driver's license, and they automatically think that you are, they charge you for, like, let's say, the people who make Firestone tires, right?
Uh-huh.
If you put those tires on your car and you use your car to make money, you're going to have a license for to use those tires to make money with your car. See, if you, everything, like I talk about, even when it comes to sex between man and woman, you have to have a license to have sex in the house. It's called a marriage license. Because they look at things like commerce, but a lot of people say, well, my sex is not. Okay, but when you go to court and get a divorce, don't the judge take everything from you damn near? So it just lets you understand commerce. Like, you are a money-making machine for them.
And that's the truth. That's the truth. We're nothing but numbers and stuff, and they're actually selling us.
Yeah.
They actually,
when you get a divorce,
make money. They're selling us right now at this moment. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy.
When you get a divorce, the attorney, right? See, people don't get into stuff, and they don't understand. And like, attorney is a French word, and he used to be called a man who was in a turn. And what happens is he used to turn things over to the king from the people. So when the people had wealth, riches, and things like that, you had an intern who's about to come take those things from you and turn them over to the king. So then you have an attorney, which comes from a turn, which is a person that's designed to turn your good things over to who? Not you. I ain't need no man to come in between me and my wife and tell us we had to get a divorce to pay the attorney everything. You know, the attorney made damn near a quarter of what I made all my life just behind dealing between me and your problem. I gave him more than I gave you, and I ain't complaining about having to pay him, but I'm complaining about having to give you what I got to give you. See, people don't understand it, and they are, like you said, they're in a zombie state. You know, so this book is a start on how we're going to wake them up. If they wake up, they get up. If they not, we're going to leave them sleep like Harriet Tubman left them slaves in the slave quarters when she left. Let's go, Lush Radio. It's Mark Curry, man.
Mark Curry, man. You, man, I only, oh, man. And we got one more question. I actually got my cousin live here from BK. She had a question. She was, like, so intrigued by your thoughts, man. Like, you dropped some real jewels right now, man. But I know we, for the people just joining, we got the wonderful Mark Curry live in the building dropping some serious jewels, and we're going to have DJ Chubby Chubba, Hot 97, Boston, in a few. But Mark Curry, if you got some questions, man, you know what I'm saying, it's 347-826-7722. Tim, you got a question for Mark?
Yes. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Well, as long as you well, that means I can't complain about nothing.
Okay, good. My question is, I just wanted to know, like, everything you were saying, I really agree with, but I guess, but from my perspective, all right, like, I'm, like, in corporate America and everything like that, and a lot of times, my own people are, like, the people that tend to be the hardest to deal with. Like, when it comes down to, like, power or just learning something, it's always like a competition or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, how do I, like, I feel personally, I feel like I can't even, when it comes down to my own people, I'm not even like, oh, yeah, me and you black or whatever the case is, or we the same kind, let's look out for each other. I don't feel that way. I just look at people for people. And I guess my question to you is, how do we get past that, or can we get past that? Like, are we just so far gone? Because, like, back in slavery time, it was like they told us to hate ourselves. So it's like now it's just in a different, like, light. I don't even know if we can get past that. I feel like we all know, like, people say things, you know, like I said, I like what you were saying, but it's just like the reality of it is, like, can we really get past where we are? Like,
yeah, we
really
can get past it, because what happens is everybody who refused to change is actually looking stupid right now. It's going to come a time when you're going to be able to look at the things people do it, and you're going to be able to tell them, like, yo, what you just did, let me understand that your soul is corrupt and you need to go and pray and try to figure out how to make different decisions, because the decision that you just chose was the decision that this kind of person would have did. So, you know, and that is, we live in a world where, you know, a lot of people that's around us don't want to see you get too far ahead of them, because they want to feel like they're like you. Like, part of being a star is placing your belt, it's elevating yourself. There's nothing wrong with elevating yourself. You know, we look at, man, there's so much, man, I can get into, man, but I'm a keep it to the point. So you elevate yourself, meaning I want to place myself above average.
Mm-hmm.
I want to sit above the rest. You know, I don't want to be like everybody else. So that means you have to elevate yourself. You understand? So when you elevate yourself, people look up to you because you're elevated. So you have people that refuse to look up to you because they don't want to sense in their mind that you're elevated. They want to feel like they're on that level with you. Like, just because we both in the VIP line at the club don't mean we both VIP. I'm really VIP. You're actually a groupie.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? I don't really think that this line right here is for people who accomplish things, right? Okay, now, if we really want to get into the VIP line, we'd be like, what have you accomplished? I married so-and-so. Okay, come on in. What have you accomplished? Okay, I've done this. Okay, come on in. What is, but then you got some people who just want to be in VIP line, and they're going to get mad because they can't get in, but they haven't accomplished anything.
Mm.
So they are haters sitting there and mad because they can't do what they see other people doing. But then you got other people who are standing in line in the cold and in the rain and never try to get into the VIP line because they understand, I'm not ready to pay all that extra money to go through that line. It's not in my lifestyle, right?
Mm.
So you got people who's trying to live a lifestyle that's not even theirs. You know, I mean, it's just so much. You won't be able to get past that until people start realizing they are, you know, looking at themselves for exactly who they really are. It's like, let's not sugarcoat things. I'm not going to blow no smoke up your butt or nothing like that. You feel me? You are exactly what you are. Now, when I tell you what I vision you as, then it's up to you to trust my words and listen and try. If I'm telling you some truth, try to become better, you know? Like if somebody tells you you're hurting them, you're hurting me, yo, you're hurting me. So they keep telling you you're hurting them, but you don't never understand what the pain feels like until they dead. Then you say, how did they die? You say, I guess I hurt them to death. Well, if you would have just realized when they said that you was hurting them, you should have stopped then. But you kept going because you didn't believe that you was hurting them. See, and that's what we have a problem with as people. We don't know how to believe each other when we say pain is here. Or if you was to tell me, hey, I can't pay my rent, and I'm Nelly, I'm like, why in the world could you not pay your rent? And I heard you say it. I'm going to have to help you because people help me pay my rent.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not giving you nothing that people didn't give me.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? But he's not going to want to help you because he feels like his money is his and your problem is your problem. But he don't realize that you are a combination of everything we, the people, gave you.
Mm-hmm. That's real talk right there.
You know what I'm saying? You are a superstar, brother, and you are a place above the rest. So when you're above the rest, that means you're a role model. And when you're a role model, that means people are looking up to you. You have to watch. That's the reason why everything a star does is ends up on some kind of blog site or news or something, because you're scrutinized. As soon as you place yourself above the rest, you fall under scrutiny.
Mm.
So people are going to scrutinize everything you do. So Chris Brown and Rihanna got on. They was on the news for a long time behind their fight. Okay, I got several friends that had fights with their wives. None of them made PBS.
Hmm. That's the truth.
Yeah. You know. And then you figure they, why they talking about Chris Brown, and then you say, wow, Chris Brown and Rihanna had a fight, but then your man, his family's on the news because his mom or his sister or something got raped and killed, but then they rather air Chris Brown before they air your man.
And that's
mom
true, you know. They got their priorities messed up, man. And we already know that media, majority of media, is nothing but a lie. They show you what they want to show you. But that'll be a whole nother show. We'll talk about that on a whole nother show,
right,
man.
Right real fast, and then we go on. Keep on airing. How many bank robberies that they be seeing is because they want to encourage more people to try to rob banks. All right, let's just move on.
And that's the truth, man. And we're going to have to bring Mark on the show again, man, because, man, you don't understand how much you a breath of fresh air, my dude, for real, for everything. Because, man, I be telling cats, man, this is some real stuff. You need to get your pen and your pad. But, because I know we're going to have DJ Chubby Chub on here and everything. But, Mark, can you tell people, you know what I'm saying, how they can get in contact with you and purchase this book? Because I need people to get this book, man. Real talk.
Yeah. They told me today, right, to drive more people to Amazon, to get more people in Amazon if you get it. And then what happens, because I'm like, yo, I need my people to be able to go to the Barnes & Noble and pick up this number one book like it's the anything else. They said, well, drive people to Amazon. Then once people start seeing the Amazon starts seeing it's going, then the bookstores pick up behind what they see Amazon doing, right? So I said, so basically what y'all want me to do is demote myself and promote you. So Amazon got 1,000 sellers on there, and none of them are really Mark Curry but one. So I said, so you want me to take money out of my pocket and put it in your pocket so I can get my book in the stores so people can walk in and see them there, right? No, that's not what we're going to do. You go to www.markcurrybook.com and you get the book from there. You go to Barnes & Noble's and Borders, Books A Million. You go in there, they got the books. If they don't, you request and tell them, look, this is the book that I want to see in my community store when I come in here. Opposed, now I see you saying you don't have the book that I want, but I see you got 1,000 other books that I definitely don't want.
Mm-hmm.
So what you basically telling me is you're not interested in how I want to learn and what I want to read. So sometimes you got to stand up because that's what they're doing to us, people. You
mm-hmm.
feel me? And you can follow me on Twitter at Mark Curry Book. You know, so you got the website, you got the Twitter. There's no reason you shouldn't have me in your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the truth. And, you know, since this is Entrepreneurship Wednesday, and I try to tell our people, I'm trying to bring back the Black Wall Street. I'm trying to bring back, you know what I'm saying, the Harlem Renaissance. I want us to say that we own something, you know what I mean? So as an entrepreneur, you know what I'm saying, with writing your book and everything like that, can you give these kids that are coming into the industry some kind of advice, fam? Mark?
Yeah, good advice. It's on the industry. Let's just figure publishing. This is one simple thing. Publishing is a house. Publishing is a value. It's a worth. Can't nobody offer you a publishing deal for something you don't know what it's worth. So it's just like somebody coming to you saying they want to buy your house, but don't tell you how much they want to buy your house for. Then all of a sudden your house was already worth $150,000 to you, but when they sold it, because you were so hyper when they said they're going to sell your house because they the house sellers, they only came back to you with like $40,000.
Mm.
So you're like, wait a minute. Let me know the deals. Let me know what we're doing before we start trying to negotiate deals. Like, before we talk publishing, first let's see what it's worth. Like, you know, I sold publishing to somebody for $50,000. That turned out to be hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars. You'd be like, yo, if you knew my publishing was worth $3 million to you when you first signed me, how come you didn't give me 1.5 if we was 50-50?
Mm.
You still gave me $50,000. That's like way less. It's like 2% of what you were supposed to give me, and then now you still want a 50-50 deal, but you only want to give me 1 or 2% up front. Like, nah, you're going to give me 50% up front, then we can deal 50-50 all the way down the line. You feel
mm.
me? So if you want my publishing, 4 years from now, my publishing should be worth $1.7 million. Divide that by 50, that's 5, that's 8.5, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just give me, you know, the 800,000, 850, 500, you know, give me that. And then we can talk deal. They'll give you that deal. They'll offer you that deal for $25,000.
That's real tough.
Don't go for it.
We got Mark Curry live in the building. We're wrapping it up with Mark Curry. We're going to have DJ Chubby Chub, Hot 97 Boston. He live online. We're going to pull him in a second. But, you know what I'm saying, Mark, I just got to say that I'm honored, and I have had a wonderful time, you know what I'm saying, having you on the show. I want to actually get you on the show to, like, you know, come on, like, if you can. I know you real busy and stuff with the book, but, like, if you can come periodically on Wednesdays just to drop some jewels, that would be, like, great because we enjoy what you have to say, man. Like, this is some real talk. Like, you telling the people the truth. And we encourage everybody to go pick up the book. Log on to the website and pick up this man's book. You understand what I'm saying?
We're not going to have the Kindle. And we're not going to have all of those. Can I give you one more thing before I dip?
Yeah, go ahead, fam.
We pressed for time, right? But let me give y'all one more. They said to me, hey, they got this new thing called the Kindle out. Well, people ain't reading books no more. They got these computer systems where you could download the files to your book and they'll read it on their reader. I said, that's the same thing y'all did to music. You created files. Now everything was called MP3s and all that. So then you separate it. Now everybody just want MP3s and separate files. So we lost behind that, right? So I said, there's no way in the world that I'm going to turn this book into a file for you to milk and water it down and make me nothing. You already took from us with that tactic. You feel me? So let's stop getting lazy as people. A book is called a book because it's a physical book. Go to the bookstore and get the book. If you're getting a book on a Kindle, it's not a book, and you're not actually, you're being lazy. You know, some things can just be regular things, like, because, you know, the Kindle and all of that e-book shit is nice and everything, but only thing they're doing is stealing from you and using you to do it. Stay away from it. You feel me?
Hey, Mikasa, Sukasa, Mark, and shout out to my boy, you know what I'm saying, Aaron NYC, you know what I'm saying, I appreciate you, my dude, you know what I'm saying, good dude, and I'm going to be hearing you up on the flip side, though, Mark, man, because, man, you got
the time, whenever y'all on, and you be like, yo, you know what, this sounds like a Mark Curry question, just call me and watch, I'll be right there.
That's what's up, fam, man. I appreciate you, and I pray to God that everything you want in life comes to pass, man. God bless you, your fam, and everything, man. And, yo, this has been really enlightening, man, for real. Seriously.
Thank you, Lush. You know how everything goes, man. I thank you, because without you, then, you know, where would I be? You know, it always takes little wheels to make the big wheel turn, but everybody just focus on the big wheel. You know, I focus on the little wheels because those is what keep timing on point. You feel me? Like in the watch.
That's real talk right there. And let me open up DJ Chubby Chub line real quick. What up, DJ Chubby Chub? Hey, what's up, DJ Chubby Chub?
What's poppin', Lush?
What's good, fam? You know what I'm saying? We had Mark was Rock is dropping these serious jewels, my dude, man.
I hear that. Big shout to Mark Curry and all that.
What's going on, Chubby Chub, sir?
What's going on, my brother?
Nothing, you know, now I'm a fan of yours. Now I'm about to just sit back and listen to the Chubby Chub joint.
I got to get you to come up to my radio show, man. I need you to talk about that enlightenment that you got going on.
Brother, whenever you ready, I'm already, like, you on Twitter, right?
Yeah.
So you following me on Twitter? I'm following you?
Nah, I gotta find you first.
Mark Curry book.
I got you. I'm on it.
And then I'm all over this. So I'm gonna sit back and listen to your interview because I'm into it.
All right, cool, my brother.
I'm gonna hit you on the Twitter as soon as I hang up.
All right, cool.
That's what it is. And Chubby, I'm gonna send you his joint too because we got it on my timeline and everything. You know
okay.
what I'm saying? Google's going in on it. Hey, Guru, you got some final words for Mark, fam? Guru, you there? I guess he muted himself. But, yeah, man, Mark, you know what I'm saying? I love you to death, man, and I'm definitely going to holler at you on the flip side, my dude, for real, because you just dropped some real serious knowledge, and we got to link that link up for Chubb, man, for real, you know what I'm saying? And get that cracking, because everybody in the world need to know what's really going on, for real.
Man, thank you. As long as we keep doing that, we're going to be all right.
That's what's up, fam. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, you can still hang on the line with us if you want to hang, fam. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to go ahead and give my dude, you know what I'm saying, his class, DJ Chubby Chub, Hot 97 Boston. You know what I'm saying? Let me go ahead and give him his class, man. You already know what it is. J. Chubby Chub, live in the building. You already know what it is, fam. You know
what's
what I'm saying?
What's poppin'?
Before we
thank
get into
you
it, man, you want to go ahead and give your shout-out, Chub Chub?
Man, I just want to say thank you for the opportunity and all that. You know what it is. We get to express what's going on in the world and do what we do best, you know?
That's what it is, man. Yo, first and foremost, everybody, I got to let y'all know why I brought DJ Chubby Chub. You know what I'm saying? AKA, you know what I'm saying, Hot 97 Boston. This dude right here has been on his grinding hard body, you know what I'm saying, as a DJ radio personality. And he took the time out from his show, you know what I'm saying, getting off from his show and coming on my show. So I'm honored to have you on here, fam, for real.
I appreciate it.
Else, and the same thing with Mark, because I know he busy and I know he be grinding, and it's an honor to have cats. And the only reason why I bring most cats on here is because I respect they grind. Y'all know I grind hard in the paint and my whole team, and you know what I'm saying? If I reach out to you, that means I respect your grind, son, and this game is about respect and loyalty. So I respect what you doing, fam, for real.
No and doubt, on your I appreciate that. Man,
for real. And I know with, you know, in the Boston market, and even in the markets in general, they kind of slimming down on the areas where you playing music, like in regards to like just hip hop in general. They just watering a lot of stuff down, and y'all don't got that many outlets. So like, you know, coming from being in the Boston area and doing the radio, are there some challenges that you face due to the fact that it's not that many outlets for hip hop?
Right now, I don't really face too many challenges. The only real major challenge is always going to be your PD, your program director has a job. You know, at the end of the day, it's what they structure and what they feel. But here at our station, they feel, you know what I mean, they believe in the DJ still. You know what I mean? A lot of places don't believe in the DJ anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Or the DJs don't know how to speak up for themselves. So that's really the main problem. If DJs don't know how to speak up for themselves, they never gonna get that honest opinion for what they need to be doing.
Mhm.
You know what I mean? So there's no real challenges at the end of the day. It's really how you come across and how you speak to people and understand what you're doing and why you playing these records. Because, you know what I mean, nobody really wanted to take a chance on a Jay Electronica record and make it hot. Nobody wanted to take a chance on a Joel Ortiz and make it hot.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Everybody just want to stick to what they already know, what's already golden, the Lil Wayne, the Jay-Z, Soulja Boy. At the end of the day, there's more to that.
That's real talk. And the question is, you know, somebody asked me in the chat room, you know, there's so many, everybody, you know, with the DJing situation, because you're on that personality too, and a DJ, do you feel like, you know, what do you categorize yourself more as a club DJ, a mixtape DJ, you know what I'm saying, a radio DJ, like, what, or do you just classify yourself as all in one?
I'm just that guy, bottom line. I don't have a selection of what I do and what I can't do. You know what I mean? I've come to the table and I know how to come across with that airwave with the talk game. I know how to be able to, like, definitely my selections is incredible. And I travel the world. I don't just DJ here. First and foremost, I'm from the Bronx.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people that don't know. You know what I mean? I'm from the Bronx. Hard body, we get it popping. And I came from the Bronx to Boston and made things pop off out here. You know what I mean? With fellow cats and make things happen. But at the end of the day, I don't categorize myself as one person because I'm an entity by myself. I'm an animal on my own. I do everything.
That's what it is, man. Salute to the BX, actually, you know what I'm saying? My dude, TDI, the microphone,
right.
And for real, you know what I'm saying? Boogie down, you already know what it is, man. So how was the move? How was the, you know, this? How is it in Boston, you know what I'm saying, the area and, you know what I'm saying, the feel? You know what I'm saying? How is it, you know what I'm saying, out there?
I mean, the movement is a lot stronger now. Before it was a lot, like the last 3-4 years, it was hard because they didn't really have like a definition to radio out here. They only had one radio station, and it was all about being pop, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Before there was a hip-hop station, but they sold that station and went to rock.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got a couple of pirate stations out here, and they doing what they doing.
Mm-hmm.
But not everybody knows what where they really want to get because it's more so much of a Caribbean area. That a lot of people believe more in that reggae, you know, the soca music and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
So this station just opened up, and this station made a big difference, a big impact, and we still growing. You know what I mean? Right now, we got 1.5 on our live stream. Very heavy from all over the world.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. And what inspired you, you know what I'm saying, motivates you, you know what I'm saying, to get into the music industry, you know what I'm saying? Did you first start off as DJing or?
Yeah. I mean, not to cut you off, yes, I did.
Okay.
I did start off DJing, and, you know, I used to be in a part of a rap group. A rap group was called Original Flavor. Before that, I was doing mixtapes. You know, I got put on by DJ Doo-Wop and things of that nature. You know what I mean? I come from that street grind. I'm there for that reason and always had that hunger.
Mhm. Well, I mean, we see from your grind, you be grinding hard as I don't know what, DJ Chubby Chub. And that's all over the place. They know DJ Chubby Chub. You go in, son, you know. And we definitely respect you and everything that you're doing. With the music industry, with, you know, with everything turning digital and stuff like that, and just artists, do you feel artists are becoming a little bit more lazier, or do you feel like they're more hungrier than ever?
I mean, I think it depends on the artist. You know what I mean? Some artists feel they ain't got to grind as hard as most others. You know what I mean? Let's see who we take. We're gonna take a Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne ain't gotta grind as hard as Jim Jones to get that hit record. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or Jay Electronica ain't gotta work as hard as a Nicki Minaj. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? It depends on what area and what section they going in, because everybody
mm-hmm.
has a different development and what they're trying to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? At the end of the day, you gotta really look at who's doing what and what's doing what. What
mm-hmm.
records are being played, how people are surfacing around. Like, you know what I mean? There's tools now. You know, before, there wasn't these tools. The only thing there was just MySpace. Now there's so much connections like Twitter and Facebook where you're interacting with people that, you know, you could tell them, yo, listen to this, or can I DM you my music, and different people give you different opinions on what you're doing.
Mm.
That street grind is always there, but the biggest thing that I always say is these three little letters, GFN. That means good friend network.
That's real talk. Did y'all hear that jewel right there? From DJ Chubby Chub. Y'all better act like y'all know and get y'all pens and your pads, man. I ain't playing over here, man.
That's the biggest thing, man. I'm gonna give a rapper out there that's really out there on their grind. The biggest thing you ain't gotta tell a DJ is, this how you gonna get your music played a lot more faster, a lot more attention to it. Don't tell a DJ you the hottest nigga since the hottest.
Hold on, I gotta give him something for that. Hold on. Let me give him something.
Yo,
do you know how many times we hear that mess? Oh my God, that is like ridiculous. What's wrong with them,
Chuck?
What's wrong with
them? It's a big problem, man. A lot of these new cats feel that nobody want to give them a chance. The thing is, you got to know how to come across to a person, man. Make people feel just as comfortable when you talk to your moms. You know what I mean? Because nobody likes to hear, yo, I'm the hottest nigga, or my shit is hot in my hood. At the end of the day, you know what I mean? When you first starting out, only niggas that's going to tell you that your stuff is hot is the people that you rock with. It's your mans in them. And the yes mans are the worst people in your life.
Oh, my God. Where has DJ Chubby Chub been all my life too, man? What's going on tonight? This is some real talk right here, man, for real, from DJ Chubby Chub. Let me go ahead and bring in my co-host, Future Guru and stuff. Future Guru represents Irvington, New Jersey. Yo,
okay.
Guru, you got a question for DJ Chubby Chub, a Hot 97 Boston fan?
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Chubby Chub, man. I definitely jumped back in, you know, I had to switch phones, Lush, you know, technically. I'm back in the building. I didn't know if you was hollering for me, but I'm back. You know I ain't going to make you holler too many more times. So I want to shout out to Chubby Chub and representing that Boston area. Definitely, it's a good thing to have DJs in this day and age that has some smarts. Like, if you think about it, there's a fair amount of DJs that's smart. Like, you know, they want to be entrepreneurs also. So actually, what I'm getting at is like how, like you just broke it down for, actually, that was smart that you told some of these people like how to approach
right.
like DJs and people in the industry. So actually, you know, when we have that mind state that we want to see, like we don't want to look like, we don't want you to look and do the stupid thing. We want you to do the right thing. So that's why we got this network here, man. That's why we actually want people to look like they want the part. You can't go act like you want the part. You're not doing all the things that's representing. So
exactly,
you know, everybody got to come correct when they dealing with certain people in this industry. Know how to approach them. Have a little bit, like, go do some research, man. Like, basically is what I'm saying. So out there in Boston, how is the people, like, in your area accepting your grind, like, what you do? And then, you know, because what should happen when you're trying to do do other things outside of your city. It should be the people in the next connecting cities that want to network with you and know that you popping to make you, you know, have that promotion that's ongoing. So with some of the people in your area, like, receiving what you doing, helping you grind, like some of those people that we should know about.
I mean, right now there's a few people out there, you know what I mean, as far as music right now in Boston. We got a couple of artists out here that's you know, that's local, but I soon to see them being on a different platform because they have a different agenda, you know what I mean, and they grinding outside of Boston. So the big thing is, like, you know, you got people like Perfect and Chance, you got Dre Robinson, got a reggae cat named Mighty Mystic. You got Mass Pike Miles, which is part of Maybach Music. You know what I mean? There's a lot of people out here, you know, doing a lot of things, making things that much easier for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And also one of the legends out here is Ed OG.
I had him on the show, son. Him and Mass 8.
Which he right now has a show on here on Sundays where he just debuts a lot of the homegrown stuff on Sunday
mm-hmm.
night at 10 p.m. You know what I mean? He's also a host, and he's also out there traveling.
That's real talk. So I got a salute to him because he came on, dropped some jewels. Him and Master Ace, I love them to death, for real, man. Seriously,
that's
man,
major.
I love them. Seriously, man. Man, but I mean, yo, Chubb, you know what I'm saying? Another question is, you know what I'm saying, what is your definition of a DJ? Because every DJ has their different definition of a DJ. What's your definition of a DJ, a real DJ?
A real DJ is a person
real
that used to be able to, a real DJ is someone that was able to go and select records by going down to a record store and buying these records or going to record conventions or even saying to the next door neighbor, are you going to use those records anymore? Can I get those? You know what I mean? Like, I've been in the game so long that I have a collection of records. Not these push-button DJs that just come up out of nowhere that's just because Serato or whatever program they use and makes them that DJ. Nah, anybody could play a record. It's how you play those records, how you entertain the people that's going on. I don't have a definition. The bottom line, all these DJs is whack to me.
Wow, DJ Chubby Chubb on Less Radio Online right now.
That's so crazy that make DJs go nuts. It just says, DJs make me sick.
Wow, that's real.
Especially these DJs that's out here doing parties for $1.25 or $50 just because they got a real job. This is all I know right here at the end of the day. My check comes from this. This is what I'm built on every day, day in and day out.
That's real talk right there. And the character once told me, he said, you ain't ready until all you can do, make your ends and make food in your stomach, put food in your stomach and money in your pocket through what you do, which is if you DJing or if you doing being a comedian, you know what I'm saying? That's when you're ready, when you know that you have to work every day in order to make this, you know, this money in your pocket, you know what I'm saying? So this,
right.
You know, not a lot of people can sustain themselves by DJing or doing what they love to do, and you doing it, you know what I'm saying? You proving the cats that you can do that if you put your mind to it, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. You got to put that grind and know how to speak and be able to talk for yourself, man. Don't be afraid to tell people what you're doing and what you can do.
Mm-hmm. That's real talk. Shout out to my
people.
My bad. Sorry to cut you off.
A lot of people are just afraid.
Shout out to Little Ray in the chat room. You know what I'm saying? She said salute to you and Mark Curry. But go ahead, my bad, fam.
I'm just saying a lot of people just be afraid to speak, man. The biggest thing is if you know what you're doing, you can be able to surpass all this situation just by making it that much hotter.
That's what it is, man. And that's the truth, man. We need to go ahead and make him a shirt like that. I got holler at the sponsors. I'm gonna have to call you on the flip side. We gotta talk about making that shirt. I can't stand DJs.
Yeah. DJs make me sick.
They make me sick. We need to do that for real, man. It's crazy right there, son. DJ Chubby Chubb, man, is going hard in the paint, man. Before we go more into it, man, can you give everybody your Twitter and how they can get in contact with you and all that?
Oh, yeah, you could definitely hit me on the Twitter, DJ_Chubby_Chubb, or you can hit me on that Facebook, Chubby Chubb. And, you know, the MySpace still rocking. I don't care what nobody say. I'm still getting friend requests all day. The DJ Chubby Chubb, T-H-E, Chubby Chubb.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Because we still have Mark on it, and Mark says, you know, I love Mark so much. Mark, you want to ask Chubb a question, Mark? You still there, fam?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm listening.
Oh, you just listening? you want to ask a question, fam?
Yeah, I thought I was going, didn't you?
Nah, I see you there. I see everything.
I mean, I'm a fan of Chubby Chubb. You know, I
rock with Mark Curry.
We're followers, so you know. Also, follow the man, because in order to be a good leader, you have to be a good follower as well. So you know, let's follow up, everybody.
True story.
Real talk, right there.
You gotta follow somebody to get that ultimate situation in the right direction.
Mhm. That's the truth. That's the truth, man. I love Mark Curry and I love DJ Chubby Chubb right now, son.
And he said something real good, you know, real hot. He said, you know, it's what I call it is don't be the only one that believe in what you're saying, you know, and
true.
Don't always believe everybody that's around you that they telling you the truth.
Exactly.
So what you got to do is do it with the people, you know. When you establish a relationship with a DJ, what you also just establish is a friendship. And it's hard to be a friend of a DJ, especially if he knows that you're only using him to get your music out. You know, like, what have you done? Have you been a friend of mine? Like, you know, sometimes, you know, if it's your DJ, you know, like he say, know him.
Mm-hmm.
When I go into a radio station, I like to know sometimes where Chubb is from. And everything. So when we interview, and I'd be like, "Yeah, ain't you from so and so?" He'd be like, "Wow, you did some homework on me."
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's building a relationship. That was hot.
Mhm.
You know, that was hot. That's all.
Oh.
You know, I'm with him.
That's real talk right there. And also on top of that, like, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes it ain't even like about, because a lot of cats be stuck on that payola. Like, if Chubb come to you, like, son, like, if you really want to help him out, like, if he got flyers or he doing an event, man, help him pass out some flyers, son. Like, you know what I'm saying? Offer to pass out some flyers. Offer to retweet his stuff. Offer to, like, send blast out for this cat. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. You know what I'm saying? All we ask was for some support. You want us to do stuff, you know what I'm saying, for nothing. You know what I'm saying? What's really going on? You know what I'm saying? Cats be wilding out sometimes, but what's the worst?
They inside themselves.
Yeah, they be feeling themselves hard body for some reason. But
kind of foolishness, the foolishness that won't be accepted no more. That's when hip-hop, they say hip-hop is dead. That's what they talking about.
Mm-hmm. That's the truth. That's the truth. And Chubb, the other question is, you know what I'm saying, you know, what is the top three things that an artist shouldn't do when they're trying to present their music to you?
I mean, the biggest thing, like I said, is how they come at you. You know what I mean? A lot of artists have this problem where they feel they that hot nigga, and it's because they feel in their hood they popping, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not mad at that, but it's how you come about, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, you're not going to be able to sit with corporate if you doing, yo, I'm telling you, B, like, my music is tough, my joint is crazy, or this, that, and the other. You should be playing my music. I should? Like, I don't get that. I don't get that. You should reevaluate how you speak to somebody before you tell them about your music.
That's real talk. That's real talk. But I mean,
I don't care. The hoodest cat, and at the end of the day, still knows what it is to be able to get that dollar, get that corporate check.
Mhm. And that's the truth. That's definitely the truth, man. That's definitely the truth. Never. And you know, dealing with the radio and everything, and DJing. Is there any other things that you think about, like, you might want to venture into? You know what I'm saying, in the near future?
I mean, right now, I'm really just focusing on what I'm doing, so that's really, like, a main thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely am trying to look into artists and things of that nature, and, you know, certain DJs that's out here that really make a difference that I want to put on the team, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Because,
you know, right now, you know, I'm down with the heavy hitters, and we heavy right now.
Yeah, y'all definitely heavy doing y'all thing. Real talk, son, y'all doing y'all thing. But and since you talked about artists and stuff, like, we see a lot of, like, DJs and stuff, you know, a lot of artists signing to DJs. How do you feel about that movement? How you feel about, like, that situation?
I'm happy to those that, you know, that have that situation. Big up to K-Slade. Big shout to Khaled. You know what I mean? Big shouts to DJ Self. He ain't get a deal, but, you know, he gets a record out here and there popping.
That's real talk. That's real. And shout out to K-Slade. We had him on, you know what I'm saying? Definitely a good dude, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to Kid Capri, you know what I'm saying? Salute to him, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to the all the cats that you know what I'm saying, that's DJing, that's doing their thing. And for the fake ones, hey, you know what I'm saying? To each his own, man. But respect the real DJ, for real. Like DJ Chubby Chub, you feel me? Y'all already know what it is. So, but, you know what I mean? I'm going to go ahead and throw it to my boy live in Irvington, New Jersey. You got another question for my man, DJ Chubby Chub?
Yeah, for sure. Irvington in the building. Yeah, Irvington in the building, for sure, Chubby Chub. I'm definitely glad of the fact that you bringing a little bit of enlightenment to the show, man. So basically, I just followed you on Twitter, you know, put that out there. But what we do on our show is support. We show support. Not only are we proud to have you on the show, I mean, that goes without saying. Let's already actually establish this, but it goes on. We don't stop. See, we got our foot on the gas, and we letting people know that we bringing these caliber people to the DJs. If they don't know who the heavy hitters is, all y'all got to do is go to Google. See, now you can Google Chubby Chub just because people on Twitter is helping them out, promoting them. So that's what we're doing. We actually know the ways of the Internet. That's why we're trying to educate y'all. So basically, I'm about to bring my question to you. Since you're a DJ and you rocking on the Internet, because a lot of DJs still ain't rocking on the Internet yet. I mean, K-Slade made that clear. We already know that. We already know that some of the DJs ain't Internet savvy. They getting there, but it goes back to what we talking about. Since we wrapped up in all this internet world and people ain't getting deals, like, what's the greatest challenge for you as a DJ right now with this internet, and what you think that you could be doing, and what kind of people you looking to network with to help your online presence? Because I'm all about it, but I just need to know from somebody else what they looking for, because that's actually what I'm trying to do. This is an entrepreneur show, and I'm really about this internet business, and I do it for real. So tell me what's some of the challenges for you on the internet.
Hey Google, real quick. I think we lost him and stuff. I don't know. I think he lost reception.
Okay. He bought
a
call back
in. We should have him in a few minutes and stuff.
Yeah. Well, you know.
And I think we're gonna have him in a few minutes a little quick. But I think we lost him. So we
call back Chubby Chub.
And he'll be back in a quick second and everything. Yeah. But you know what I'm saying, we live in the building on Lush Radio Online. You know what I'm saying? We got the infamous one and only Mark Curry live in the building that was dropping crazy jewels. We had DJ Chubby Chub, you know what I'm saying? He's going to be back in a few minutes. And you know what I'm saying? We dropping jewels. We talking about entrepreneurship, you know what I'm saying? And hopefully he'll be back in a quick second. But in the meantime, since we are talking about entrepreneurship, we encourage all of you guys to go over there, you know what I'm saying? If you can go over there and buy $200 sneakers, you can go out there and incorporate your business. Instead of having to come out your pocket, you can get a tax write-off. You can own something. Go over there and incorporate your business. Just like Mark said, go ahead and learn about publishing. Become your own publisher. You know what I'm saying? Learn about your publishing rights. Learn about BMI and ASCAP. Copyright your stuff. You know, some people say broke man copyright can work, but when it comes down in a court of justice, they not trying to hear that. So we need you guys to go ahead and copyright your stuff. We need you guys to protect yourself. If you need certain documents and stuff like that, yo, just email me at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com, and I'll send you certain paperwork that are standard paperwork in order to basically protect yourself out there when it comes to this industry. You talk about entrepreneurship and bettering yourself. Just like we talked about our man Future Guru that has the moving company now. He just started the moving company. You know what I'm saying? He got an incorporated that, has his commercial vehicle, and he's doing his thing and getting his money. But he owns that. You know, it's the difference between constantly working for somebody else and owning something at the end of the day. Go to work because you have a bigger plan. Don't go to work because you have to. You know what I'm saying? Don't be that slave to, you know, society and what they have. They only want to give you enough for you to try to maintain, but they don't really give you enough that you can really be comfortable. You know what I'm saying? So we got to try to think outside the box. But, Mark, do you got anything to drop in regards to entrepreneurship also? Real quick.
Yo.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, man.
I mean, yeah, that's what it, that's, you know, it's about business, you know. The you know, a lot of people, you know, want to do things such as, you know, rapping or whatever in the music industry, but don't realize that, you know, 90% of it is business and 10% of it is music, and 90% of that business is like, you know, let's say like establishing relationships with the people that you need to move your information, which is the number one person in that town is going to be the DJ. So then now you got to figure out, how do I get all the DJs to give what I'm doing a ear? So then you have to do a listening party and invite all the DJs. Then you have to politic with them and build. Try to get that support, especially in your own hometown, you know, and ask them, can they help you branch out to other DJs that they know? Because DJs are powerful, you know, because you was just talking with Chubby Chub. I'm listening because I understand the power of a DJ, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I give a shout to those are entrepreneurs right there within themselves, you know, and they're somebody that a rapper should look at as somebody who took what they do, and they're actually getting paid. So when you see the DJ in the club, not only can he help you do what you need to do, he's also getting paid tonight.
Mhm. Yeah, that's definitely the truth. That's definitely the truth. You know what I'm saying? He never lied about that. It's building, you know what I'm saying, your network is your net worth. You know what I'm saying? And you need to start building up relationships with people. It's not just, oh, what can you get out of them? It's, you know, how can we build together in order to make this unit grow together? You know? You know, united we stand, divided we fall. You know what I mean? And also learn not to burn bridges in this industry. Please don't burn bridges, you know? I mean, you know, because at the end of the day, sometimes we have to come back, you know what I'm saying, to certain people because we're all in a certain, some people are in the same circle and we might have to come back. But, you know, certain situations, you know what I'm saying, hey, people have to, you know, go their separate ways. But, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day, make sure that we all conduct proper business with each other when we're in this business and we're talking about entrepreneurship. Never let our emotions get caught up in business because at the end of the day, you know, if you look at most of these Jews and stuff, they're not going to say, oh, hey, you sick, man, you know what I'm saying? I can't do this. They're not worried about that. They worried about you getting that business done, and that's what it is at the end of the day. Let's be about our business and get our business done. When you get into this industry, make sure you read about this industry because at the end of the day, it's a business. It's not just the music. It's business at the end of the day. And we got the wonderful DJ Chubby Chub back with us again.
Joint cut off.
Chubby Chub.
What's good?
All right, Chubby Chub. Yeah, my basic question, Chubby Chub, was just some of the challenges that you're facing on the internet because some DJs not even rocking on the internet. Some of them not even internet savvy, but some of them are. But actually what we're doing now is we digital, Lush Radio is digital, the whole, we on demand. So what we ask from you is basically some of the challenges you face in just rocking with the internet, coming out from being a DJ and rocking with the internet too. We know you're doing both, bro. That's why we appreciate you coming on the show.
Nah, but, thank y'all, man. I mean, the bottom line, I don't really have no major challenges, man. Like, I'm just blessed. You know what I mean? At this point in time, I'm just blessed. The internet is a big outlet, you know what I mean? It helps me when I get to travel all over the world, cause, like I do, you know what I mean? I get to go to Germany, Egypt, Greece, Africa, things of that nature, you know what I mean? It ain't just DJing around your block or DJing for your friends and them. I have a passport, and I do have stamps on it.
Yeah. Real talk, pay attention. Pay attention,
that's
y'all.
That's what it is. That's what it is. And we were also talking about entrepreneurship because, you know what I'm saying, you're a businessman, DJ Chubby Chub. You got any advice for these young cats getting into the industry or whether business in general, some advice about, you know what I'm saying, business?
I mean, the biggest thing is the schooling, man. Get that schooling right. Don't be afraid to pick up a book, even if it's that Mark Curry book. Pick up a book every night, man. Read something. A lot of these cats don't read. They just go off of speculation, what they think is easy to do. And it's not that easy, man. You got to have some kind of knowledge, some kind of common sense of what you do.
Truth. That's the truth. That's the truth. And once again, DJ Chubby Chub, tell the people how they can get in contact with you because we want people to support you and everything that you're doing, man, for real.
I appreciate that.
For real.
I mean, you can hit me on that Twitter. You already know DJ _Chubby_Chub, or hit me on that Facebook, Willie Sanchez Chubby Chub.
Yeah, man.
That's what it is. And this one is kind of like, not, I mean, it's kind of industry, but it's just something like a wish. Like, if you can DJ alongside any old school DJ in the game, who would it be?
Oh, man. I mean, honestly, I can't really say. I DJ with everybody that I ever wanted to DJ with. I can't really say I never did.
Wow, that's what's up right there.
I mean, like I said, I've been blessed. I mean, I've been in the game for years and made me an animal. There's rules to this, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, rest in peace to Jam Master Jay. I DJed with Jam Master Jay. I sat with Jam Master Jay. Kid Capri is my brother, which is a legend. Clark Kent, a mentor. Flex, I rocked out with Flex. You know what I mean? Charlie Chase was probably the only person that I never really got to rock with, but I've seen him rock, which is part of Cold Crush 4.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's really it. Like, I've got to rock with everybody.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. And then we're talking about DJs, too. Shout out to DJ Scratch, man, for real.
Scratch is another legendary cat.
Definitely doing his thing, man, for real. You know what I'm saying? But, like, you know what I'm saying, just in – If you could leave a mark in history, and you wanted people to remember you for something, what would that be?
I mean, the major mark for me is I was the first cat to ever play Jay-Z on a mixtape. Right. If anybody Google and they see what it is, I was the first cat to put Jay-Z on a mixtape, and that was one of my major marks.
Oh, yeah,
and,
man.
You know, besides the fact that, you know, I'm a Hispanic DJ from the Bronx, you know. Making it happen.
Yeah, man.
It is. That's what it is, man. That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, man, support DJ Chubby Chub. You know what I'm saying? Support the movement. You know what I'm saying? Hot 97 Boston. They doing their 1-2 out there. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to be logged on. Y'all need to be supporting
right.
that. Y'all need to be at all his shows. Y'all already know what it is, because if you ain't, I'm straight smacking y'all. And if y'all don't pick up the Mark Curry book, I'm smacking y'all, too. Because that's how I do, son.
And make sure y'all log on to hot97boston.com Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. And Saturday nights, we get it popping 6 p.m. to 10 p.m.
That's what it is, man. Y'all need to support this cat real hard body. This is what it's about, man. And, you know, I got one more thing to ask you, man. What is something that we don't know about DJ Chubby Chub? You know, what is something that we don't know about DJ Chubby Chub?
I mean, the biggest thing, a lot of people didn't know I was Puerto Rican. You know, that's probably one thing. That's about it. You know what I mean? Everybody just assumed that I'm black. You know, ain't nothing wrong with that. But, you know, I'm Puerto Rican 100%, fluent with it and all that.
Well, so you gonna speak some Spanish for us real quick? You wanna say something in Spanish for us?
100%, ya tú sabes lo que es, el único que lo hace, el DJ Chubby Chub worldwide.
You wanna know what he said?
Sí.
Number one,
shit. Chubby Chub, the hottest DJ on earth. You now tuned in to, do never change that station, don't change the dial, I heard it.
Told
you. And if you don't know,
Lusson, the one and only guru. Hey, yo, I got to get up off here. I want to thank y'all very much for the opportunity, man, for real. Lush, holla at me, man. Stay in contact with me.
I'm going to holla at you, son. That's what it is. DJ Chubby Chubb live in the building. You already know what it is. Salute my dude. Mark Curry, salute my dude. We already know what it is, man. This is all love right here. We support one another, man. It's a unit, man. It doesn't matter what you guys are doing, no matter if it's big, small, anything, man. We need to support each other, man, because united is the only way that we're going to be able to go against the machine. The machine want to tear us down, but we need to come up. We got to rise above all of that. And remember this, in life, life might throw you a curveball, but understand you're in charge of the direction it goes. Take seats of your life. If it's not going the way you want, change the direction and go forward. Nobody can stop you but yourself. So keep moving, keep doing what you do, and keep winning. We live on Lush Radio Online. I'm the people's voice, man. I'm the people's choice. And we're doing it for the people. I ain't doing it for myself. We're here to educate and entertain. The double E, baby. Lush Radio Online. Let's get it. Y'all already know what it is, man. Salute to Irvington, my girl Ebony. You know what I'm saying, Mark Curry? I'm going to salute y'all. I'm going to see y'all later on the flip side. But I'm going to shout out my man Archie Eversole, man. And this joint right here is keep winning. We out of here, man. I'm going to holler at y'all, man. I did a show while I was sick, man. Who does that? We out of here.
They don't give a damn about you. Kick you in the face when you down.
Yeah.
So many people doubted me. Well, I'm on top. Look at me now.
Left
a dead bleeding in the street by somebody that I thought was my friend.
Yeah.
All I really know is that I ain't never going to stop.